News from the campaign trail. Hillary Clinton says she'll release more medical records after she fell ill with what her doctor described as pneumonia and dehydration. On Sunday, Clinton was seen abruptly leaving a ceremony in Lower Manhattan commemorating the 9/11 attacks. Video showed her stumbling as Secret Service agents helped her into a van. Clinton says she's feeling much better, yet Sunday's episode has set off a wave of speculation about whether the Democratic Party may replace Clinton as the candidate. This is ABC commentary. Cokie Roberts speaking with NPR Morning Edition host David Greene on Monday.
It's taking her off of the campaign trail, canceling her trip to California today.
Yeah, today, yeah.
Right. It has them very nervously beginning to whisper about having her step aside and finding another candidate.
That is no small thing to say. I mean, is that a real thing, or is this just some nerves after a weekend of...
I think it's unlikely to be a real thing, and I'm sure it's an overreaction of an already skittish party.
This comes as former Democratic National Committee Chair Don Fowler says the Democratic Party should draft up a contingency plan in case it needs to identify a replacement candidate. On Monday, Fowler told Politico, quote, "I think the plan should be developed by 6 o'clock this afternoon. It's something you would be a fool not to prepare for," unquote. After the article ran, Fowler, who has backed Hillary Clinton, clarified he was only calling for a process to be drafted up, not for a replacement candidate to be named. The DNC's rules allow for the party to name the replacement candidate ahead of November's election.